If you were at Target, if you were in an elevator, if you were at an in-person event, what would you say to somebody? This is how I want you to talk to somebody in the DMs, the exact same way. It's social media. We are on a social media platform. You are actually meant to go be social.
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more recurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode.
What's up? Hello. We are going to talk today about one of my favorite subjects, and it is actually all about how to close sales in the DMs. We are also making this a podcast episode as well. So let's dive in to today's juicy topic. So one of the questions that people ask me so often is, how do you close in the DMs? How do you sell so much in the DMs? And I will break it down with one very simple thing to tell you is I actually never go into the DMs with actually trying to sell. So if you take anything away from this training, you take anything away from this podcast episode, it's actually that I don't ever try to sell in the DMs. And that is actually why I actually sell so much in the DMs. So what I'm actually going to talk about today is that we are not going to do any sort of copy and paste messaging. We are not going to do any sort of hey girl messaging. The way to actually make selling in the DMs more successful is to actually make every single message personalized. Now, this is actually going to take more time. This is actually going to take more thought, but this is actually going to increase your sales, increase your revenue, and increase the amount of people sliding back into your DMs and asking how to work with you. So if you've ever been on the receiving end of a hey girl message or a copy and paste message, you know what that feels like. You know that it feels very inauthentic. You know that it feels like somebody who is maybe just trying to pitch you, or maybe somebody who's just trying to sell you something, right? And that is not what we want to do here. So I want to invite you to never send anybody a message that says, hey girl, or hey there, or hey you, or anything like that, because instantly people have the assumption that it is a copy and paste message. So the biggest thing that you can do right off the rip is you can actually insert their name. So no more copy and paste messages. And instead of hey girl, you're actually going to say like, hey Jillian, hey Rebecca, hey Jess, hey M, right? Whoever you are, that's going to be one of the biggest key factors because it's actually going to establish connection right from the very beginning. The second thing we're actually going to get into with selling into the DM is we're actually going to quit making it about you. So often people are going into the DMs and they're making it about themselves. How can I talk about me? How can I sell my offers? How can I move this person into my coffee chat? How can I move this person into my masterclass? How can I get this person into my lead magnet, right? You have to remove your agenda. You have to quit making it so much about you. When I meet Jessica online, I don't make it about me. I'm not like, oh, let me tell you how great I am, or let me tell you about what I have going on, or let me tell you about how much money I just made this week, or let me tell you about anything about me. I am so interested in them. I am so curious in what it is that they are actually doing. So that is the biggest thing I want you to remember, is you have to make it about the other person. It's no different than going into a networking event or going into something in real life, right? If you walked up to somebody in real life and you were like, hi, my name's Jillian and I'm amazing, which I am, and I'm so good in sales and blah, 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 whatever. It's gross and it feels weird, right? Also, if you walked up to somebody in real life and you were like, hi, my name is Jillian, like, what are your business goals this year? You'd be like, ew, gross, I don't even know you. You have to come at the DMs the same way that you would do it in real life. Slow your roll, chill out, and just generally get to know people. We could literally end this training right here. Slow your roll, calm down, and get to know people, right? Also, never go into it looking to sell. So often my clients say to me, what do I say next? How do I get them to buy? What is the script I need to use next? No, throw that out the window. That is not how you go into DM selling. You are actually going into DM selling strictly to DM connect, to DM collaborate. You are not going into it to sell. If you are actually going into sell, you have an energy around you that people can feel that, and it feels gross, right? I know as soon as somebody slides into my DM and they're like, hey, boss, babe, how's your business going? I'm like, what's this bitch trying to sell me? I know right off the rip, right? Or if somebody slides into my DM and they're like, hey, Jillian, how was your weekend going? And I've like never talked to this person. I'm like, good. How's your weekend going? And then they're like, good. Do you have any plans for the next week? It feels so robotic, right? Like I can tell that they're using a script instead of being like, hey, Jillian, I saw that you and Jason made cookies this weekend. How were they? Or like, hey, Jillian, I saw that you bought your dog that rawhide and she's been carrying it around for a week. What is that? I have to know the story. Like, just genuinely talk to people like they're actual humans, and you will be floored with how quickly your conversations start to switch, right? What is their best interest? So I don't go into selling people anything in the DMs because I don't know anything about them. So if Jessica starts to follow me, I'm not going to try to sell her into anything because I don't even know anything about her. I don't know what she needs. I don't know her business. I don't know her mindset. I don't know her finances. I don't know anything, right? So often you guys are trying to sell people stuff. You don't even know if they need your shit. You have to calm down. You have to literally back up and get to know what is in it for them. Do you know how many people slide into my DMs and they say things like, I can help you grow your sales by 20%. Really? I don't need any help growing my sales by 20%. Or, hey, I can help you book more sales calls. Really? Because I don't do sales calls. Or, hey, I can help you with your content. My content's pretty on point, right? Versus like actually getting to know me and seeing where my struggle is. Maybe it's that I don't need to book more sales calls, but I need someone helping me do lead generation. Maybe I don't need any help with content, but I need help with making reels, right? But they're not actually taking the time to actually know what is in the best interest for me, right? If you also go into the DMs and you are just literally throwing up on people, this is where it's like, you are like getting to know people in the DMs and you're like, oh, let me tell you all about me and my programs and blah, 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 blah. And you're literally just like in this like race to get to know people. Like just slow down and relax when it comes into the DMs. And I might have this in the presentation later, I'm not sure, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. So also like chill out and just be you. I never worry that I'm going to say the wrong thing to somebody, right? Like I voice note people all the time and I don't say like, oh no, did I say that wrong? Or did that come off weird? Or maybe I shouldn't have said that, because I am who I am. I am who I am unapologetically. So I don't worry about showing up differently in the DMs. Like, oh no, did I say the right thing? Did I use the right exclamation point? Should I use the heart emoji versus the fire emoji? I'm literally just who I am. And that'll absolutely attract in your people. Don't be weird because you are on social media. Okay. Just because there is a screen between the two of you, I'm actually holding up my phone right now. You guys can't see this if you're not listening to the podcast. But just because there is a screen between the two of you does not make it any different. If you were at Target, if you were in an elevator, if you were at an in-person event, what would you say to somebody? This is how I want you to talk to somebody in the DMs, the exact same way. If I was standing in line at Target and somebody had something really interesting in their cart, I would literally say like, I love that sweater. Where did you get it? Like what aisle, right? If I'm scrolling on social media and I like somebody's sweater, I'm literally going to say, I like your sweater. Where did you get it? Like today, I'm literally wearing a t-shirt that says a little bit ghetto and a little bit Gucci. I literally slid into somebody's DMs and I was like, obsessed with your t-shirt. Where did you get it? I would say that to somebody if I was literally seeing her at Starbucks, or I was seeing her at the mall, or I saw her at the gym. It's the same conversation that I would have if I was in real life. What I did not say to her was like, hey, boss babe, I see that you're growing a fempire. Where did you get that ravishing t-shirt? No, that's weird. I'm going to talk the same way that I would talk to her in real life. And I want you guys all to do the same. It's social media. So you need to actually be social. So often people think it's weird to talk to people. They're like, well, I don't want to reach out to people on Instagram because they might think I'm salesy. They might think that that's like salesy. They might think that that's like awkward. It might be weird. It's social media. We are on a social media platform. You are actually meant to go be social. So remember, the more that you give out, the more that you actually give in. So on average, and I always say on average, I spend at least an hour a day doing outbound lead engagement. This is me going out and talking to my ideal people, right? My ideal people is online coaches, online business owners. So I go and meet them. It's no different than if I was wanting to date and I wanted to meet somebody who worked out, I would probably go to the gym and talk to the single men, right? If I wanted to date and I wanted to date a Christian, I would probably go to church. If I wanted to date and I wanted to date a guy that ran a lot, I would probably hang out on the trail. Wherever your ideal client is, I want you to go and hang out and just literally get to know them, right? Nobody is going to just slide into your DMs and just start asking how to pay you money if they've never talked to you or if your content is not on point. Now, this is not a content training. I have lots of content trainings inside the Sales Collective, the Sales Queen Collective, also inside of the Sales and Social Mastermind. But this training is on the DMs. So we have to make sure that our content is good so that people are sliding into our DMs. But we have to also make sure that we're putting ourselves out there, right? You are either using social media or social media is using you. So if you are not engaging out, then people are probably most likely using you for market research, trying to sell you, all of those things, right? Quit trying to sell people things that they don't need. So this is where a lot of fitness people do this. They are sliding into people's DMs and they're trying to sell them things that they don't need. Like, oh, I have this product for fat loss, but the person doesn't need to lose weight. Or I have this product that helps you lose the baby weight, but the person's not a mom, right? It's like actually getting to know your clients is key. Kind of like I gave that point earlier today where it was like, oh, I can help you book more sales calls, but I don't actually do sales calls, right? You have to actually quit trying to sell people stuff that they don't need. And that's why getting to know your audience is so key. Also, how can you recommend things to people if you don't actually even know what their problem is, or that they don't actually even know that they have a problem, right? This is key before you can sell in the DMs. Sales is just like dating, and I've done a whole lot of dating in my life. And this is what I know. You need to slow down. You need to remove your intentions. You need to ask the right questions. You need to see if you guys jive. What can I do for you? You need to provide value. And relationships are everything. And relationships need to come first. And relationships take time. So if I have an intention of like, I want to get married, and I go out and I'm literally like, hey, I know that we just met, but like, I really want to get married. It's super weird, right? That's the same thing that you're literally doing in the DMs when you are like fast paced, trying to bring people into like your coffee chats or your networking events or your lead magnets or all these things. You're literally being that same creepy person, just in a different format. That's why it's so important to like slow down. You guys, I've talked to people for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months before they've ever bought anything from me, because relationships take time. Have I also had people buy from me the very first day they followed me on social media? Absolutely. But that's also because there's different types of buyers, which I talk about in lots of my different trainings. But this training, again, is about how to sell in the DMs, and you have to slow down. It's also about asking the right questions, right? So when you are selling in the DMs, it's like asking the right questions. Like if you're trying to sell sales, asking people questions like about their business, how long they've been in business, but not in a way that's like super like upfront, like you've never even talked to this person. And now it's like, oh, what's your big ass business goal for 2023? It's like, that wouldn't make sense. Right? Just like if I was trying to date somebody and on the first date, I was like, so do you want to get married in the next 2 years? He'd probably like run for the door. And if he doesn't, he should, because that question is way too quick for the relationship that we're in. So you need to remember that your questions need to be in the right timing for where you're at in your DM conversations. So there's lots of ways that you can actually use DMs. You can video chat, you can group chat, you can text message, you can welcome message, you can invite message, and you can voice message. So this might be elementary to some of you guys, but to some of you guys, you might not even know the power of all of these. So a lot of people can actually do video chat on their Messenger as another way to actually do like a sales call. So if you do sales calls in your business and you don't want to jump on Zoom, I've had a lot of people, especially when I first started, when I was still doing sales calls, that they'd be like, hey, do you want to just do like a quick FaceTime? Or do you want to just jump on Instagram Messenger really quick and do like a quick face-to-face? Absolutely. That's another way that you can do it. You can also group chat people. So maybe there's like people that you want to refer people to, or you want to network with, you can put them into a group chat. You can also just text message people, which is just like straight up texting. Now, I believe in voice messages, and we'll get to that in a second, but I don't move to voice messages until I've asked permission. So there's nothing creepier to me than when I start following somebody or somebody starts to follow me, and the first message in my DM is a voice note. I'm like, what is this message and what is it going to say? So I personally never leave a voice message for the first message. What I will do is say something like, hey, Jessica, thank you so much for following me here. I'm super excited to get to know you. I'd love to know a little bit more about you with like a heart, right? And I just wanted to like get to know her. Then maybe she tells me a little bit more about her. I might say something like, are you cool with me moving to voice message? It's easier because I'm driving. Now she can hear the influx in my message. She can hear my emotion and she can hear my personality, right? Now that's when I would actually move to voice message. So step one to sell in the DMs is literally what I just said. This would be something that I would do. And if you guys are watching this training, you guys could take a screenshot of this. And if you're listening to the podcast, I would recommend that you come back and write this down. But it's something as simple as hello, insert name. Hello, Jessica. How are you? I'm then going to pay them a compliment because people love compliments about themselves. So two things have just happened here. I've one used her name. So he or she has now opened up to be like, oh, wow, she's not a robot. And I've paid them a compliment. So maybe it's like, hey, Jessica, how are you? I saw that you just hit a milestone in your business. Congratulations. She's like, wow, she's taken time to get to know me. That's amazing. Would love to know more about you. Put you in a relationship with this person, right? This also is like, she wants to get to know me. So this is why it's super important to ask them about them. I'm not asking them about their business. I'm not asking them anything about, you know, their goals or anything. It's literally just like, hey, I came across you. I think that you're awesome. I want to get to know more about you. People love to talk about themselves. 99% of the time when I leave this message, I get a paragraph back. Oh my gosh, what do you want to know? I'm a Christian. I'm a mom. I love dogs. I have a golden retriever. I've been in business for so long, right? Like people love to talk about themselves. Then I will pinpoint something out. Maybe something like, oh my gosh, I also have a golden retriever. That's amazing. How long have you been in business? I see what you're doing in the mindset space. That's awesome. How did you get into it? Now we're just having a very basic conversation, but we're still talking very much about her. We're talking very much about him. I'm keeping it all about them. And that is key in any type of sales that you're doing. Awesome. Love hearing that. Sounds like we have a lot in common. What are you working on, right? What are you doing? Tell me more about your business. Tell me more about your dog. This makes it easier. And I'm also in different energy because now I've actually moved to a voice note, right? People can truly start to get to know you more through a voice note. So this is where, again, I'm like, edifying her. I'm super excited about what she just told me. And this is something I want you to remember too. Not everybody is going to respond. And that's totally okay. So it's not like you said something wrong or you offended the person. People are busy. So maybe they'll just heart it. Or maybe they'll say like, glad you're here. That's totally okay. There's a million people on the internet. Just keep connecting. The more that you connect, the more people that you'll actually talk to. Ask them a question that relates back to something that you're doing, right? So now we go back to Jessica for an example. And this is just a very quick example. So maybe Jessica said like she's a business coach and she's been doing it for 3 years. I might say something like, I love that you are a business coach. That is such an area that we need more of in this space. I love to talk to business coaches when it comes to sales. What do you find is like your biggest obstacle when it comes to sales, right? So what I'm doing here is I'm actually inserting what it is that I do, right? So I might say something like, how have sales been for you in 2021? How has your social media been performing for you? How have you been loving Reels? It's just very normal and it's very laid back, but now I've actually inserted what it is that I do. She might say something like, sales have been a little bit of a struggle for me, or I'm actually like crushing my sales or maybe bombing my sales, right? Let's just say that Jessica says to me here, well, I've been crushing my sales lately. I would say, that's amazing. Virtually high-fiving you. I have a weekly networking group where I love to focus in on other entrepreneurs doing amazing things. I would absolutely love to invite you in to my weekly networking call. I might say something like that. Let's say Jessica says, my sales have been a little bit slow and they could always be better. I might say something like, well, you're definitely not alone. This is something that I hear all the time. If you're open to it, I have a free Facebook community where I teach sales all the time inside of it. I'd love to invite you in for free content inside of it. Sure. I might also say, hey, Jessica, you're definitely not alone. Know that for sure. I'm super glad that you're here in my world. I have a podcast that I drop sales episodes on 2 to 3 times a week. You can definitely check it out. The link's in my bio, and know that I'm always here if you need support, right? It might just be something super casual like that. And then this is what I am going to do. I'm going to flag that message on Instagram and I'm going to make it orange, because what I do know now is that she is struggling in sales. She just told me what her problem is. So she now becomes someone that I'm going to stay in relationship with. I'm going to stay loving on her content. I'm going to stay reaching out. I'm not selling her. I'm not being pushy and aggressive, but I do now know that Jessica is struggling in sales, and she now becomes somebody that I just love on. I connect on her content. I love on her stories, because she just told me in the DMs that one of the things that she struggles with is the one thing, in fact, that I help with. So I don't overthink it. She just becomes somebody that I pay a little more attention to. How do I bring up my offers? So I might say something like, Jessica, Jen, right? I'm working on a piece of content right now. I would love to know if this would be something that you would find useful. Would you be open to me sending it? Or, hey, Jessica, I know that you said you're really struggling in sales. I just did a free lead magnet on 5 ways to generate more leads online. Would you be open to me sending this? Or, hey, Jessica, I know that one of the things that you said that you were really struggling with right now is actually gaining more clients online. Are you open to me sending you a podcast episode that I just did? So I don't necessarily pitch my offer per se, because I am selling every day in my Instagram stories. So Jessica, Jen, my ideal clients, she's going to see my offers. But what I am going to do is I am going to send her value like it's going out of style. And this is why my content converts so well, is because I now know the problem that Jen and Jessica is having, and I'm going to offer her value. I'm going to offer her a free resource. I'm going to have her plug into my podcast, and then she's going to now binge my stories. And every single day in my stories, I'm going to be selling my offers, right? How to get people into your DMs. So a lot of you might be saying like, okay, this is great, but how do I actually get people into the DMs? Because that's where the magic happens, right? That's actually like what I like to call like your new sales call. So for those of you guys that don't know this, I've been in the online space for 24 months and I've done less than 10 sales calls. I think I've done like 7 sales calls. So I don't do sales calls at all unless somebody is like, I will not absolutely work with you unless I do a sales call, then I'll do one. But I bring people into my DMs because there is nothing that I cannot do through a voice memo. I'm holding up my phone right now. For those of you guys that are listening to this on a podcast, there is nothing that I can't do through a voice memo that I can't do on a sales call. So there's lots of ways to get people into my DMs. One is getting your content on the Explorer page through good content. The other one is through your stories. So every day I'm bringing people to my DMs because I'm talking to them in my stories, right? I'm saying things like, send me a DM, send me a message. What do you think of this? Do you like my shirt? Should I dye my hair? Do you like cottage cheese? Do you also have a puppy? Like, I'm bringing people into my stories every single day. And I just did a training inside of the Sales Queen Collective on how to sell through your Instagram stories as well. So if you guys have not checked out that training, definitely do it. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're not inside of the Sales Queen Collective, send me a message over on Instagram and let's get you inside, because Stories That Sell is one of my best trainings I've done, because I actually teach you step by step how to sell through your Instagram stories so that you never, ever, ever have to get on a sales call again. But bringing people into your stories is a great way to bring people then into your DMs, right? Your stories are your hottest audience. So you want to then be bringing people into your stories. You can also be doing polls. So you might ask people questions like, Do you like dogs or cats? Do you drink coffee or tea? Did you work out today, right? And this is the thing with polls that I like to talk about. People so often think that your polls have to be on what it is that you talk about. Like if you're a weight loss coach, all your polls need to be like, did you work out today? Did you hit your macros? Did you move your body? Did you stretch? Well, people are smarter than that. They know if you're a weight loss coach and you ask questions like, do you struggle with your weight? You're probably going to sell them in the DMs. Make your polls about all kinds of things, because sales doesn't always begin with like, do you need help? Sales begin with relationships. So the more relationships that you can have, the better. So again, the more that you actually do that, the better for sure, right? So I might ask questions like, do you like ketchup or mustard, right? Like, where should Jason and I go on our date night tonight? What's your favorite book right now? Because I'm bringing people into my stories every single day. I'm not just talking about what it is that I do. So the next thing is being you on your Instagram stories will also bring more people into your DMs. So there's three easy ways to begin a DM conversation with people is, how are you making people aware of you? So you want to make more people aware of you every single day. I always say like, this is actually the top of the sales funnel. So the more people know who you are, the more people can actually come into your DMs. So this is a great like gut check for you. How many people per day are you talking to? Are you bringing into your world? This is huge, right? The next thing is, stories and polls will instantly bring people into my DMs. So one of my longest running clients, I've told the story a million times if you've been in my world, one of my longest running clients that I've ever had has actually began over hair extensions. Like, we literally had a conversation over hair extensions. Then I found out she was a business coach. Then I found out that she was really struggling. Now she's been a one-on-one client of mine for almost 2 years. It wasn't about a pull that I did on sales. It was actually a pull that I did on hair extensions that then led to a relationship, which then led to me being her mentor for the last 2 years, right? And then again, telling people in the DMs how you can help them is going to be crucial. So there's lots of ways to begin conversations with a random stranger. So a lot of people are like, oh, this is where I feel anxious. This is where I get uncomfortable. This is where I get like a little pit inside of my stomach. So the way that I begin that conversations in the DMs with strangers is I literally go and look at what they're doing. I go and look at their social media stories, and then I engage in something that I actually have interest in, right? So if somebody's baking a cake and I don't bake, I'm actually not going to comment on that, because I'm not going to be able to keep a conversation on baking because I don't care about baking, right? If somebody just had a newborn, I'm probably not going to have a conversation with them about life as a mom with a newborn because I have a 21-year-old, right? So I'm going to actually have conversations with people on things that I actually talk about, maybe going to the gym, maybe date night, maybe books that they're reading, maybe headaches, maybe fitness, right? Things that I actually like want to have conversations with, because then the conversation goes so much easier. Who is responding to your polls? Every single time someone responds to my polls, I literally send them a message and say thank you and connect with them, right? Every time I see someone new in my stories, I'm like, hey, Jessica, thank you so much for watching my stories. I see that you're new here. Tell me a little bit about you. Hey, Jessica, thank you so much for following me. I see that you're new here. Can't wait to get to know you. Tell me something about you. I'm literally engaging in my audience every single day, right? Ask people to do something on your posts. Ask them to send you a message. So the reason why my DMs are so full is because I'm inviting people to my DMs every day. Send me a message. Send me a DM. Connect in the DMs. Let's chat in the DMs, right? Like, you want to tell people where to go so that they know to go to your DMs. If you are listening to this right now or watching this right now and you are not telling people to go to your DMs, it's probably why your DMs are not full of people reaching out to you. So what is social media recon? This is where you get to know what your audience is doing. So how often are you actually looking at your social media following and seeing what they're doing, right? I know right now that Matt Allen is going through a 40-mile trail run. He's training for it. I know that Christina O'Reilly just moved to a new house in Mexico and she's got these like crazy cats on her roof. I know that Courtney Albertson is going through a rebrand. I know that Laura Glass has some little ones at home. I know that Brooke Jefferson just got her nephew home after being in the hospital from a premature birth. Like, I know about my audience. So a question to ask yourself right now is like, do you know your audience? Are you actually getting to know them? What's happening in their life? This is why DM selling is so easy for me, because I'm actually getting to know the people in my world. I'm not actually looking to sell them every day. I'm looking to genuinely connect and build relationships, right? So again, hey girl, hey. Hey Jessica, hey. Hey babe, hey, right? And again, I say hey girl, hey, because that's my brand, right? Looks like you were just on vacation. Welcome back. I'm dying for some sunshine. How was it? Saying something as simple as that is going to be so easy to start a conversation with, right? Like, hey girl, hey, I see that you just moved to Mexico and you have cats on your roof. How is it going? Looks like a trade wreck, right? I'm just having real life conversations with my audience every single day. So again, you can also do a welcome video. This is where you like send your audience a message and it's like, hey, Jessica, thank you so much for following me. I'm so glad that you're here. I can't wait to get to know you. Tell me a little bit more about you. Could be something super simple that you send out to your audience every time you get a new follower. So these are some of the very simple ways that I start to warm up my audience for DM conversations. Now, there is going to be another training inside of the collective where we are going to break down actual conversations of how to sell to your ideal client. But this is how to actually start to get people into your DMs, how to actually start to have conversations into the DMs and start to actually warm your audience up into the DMs. So again, I hope you guys enjoyed this training. Slide into my DMs if you guys have any questions, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales, because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode. But until then, feel free to slide into my DMs, because I cannot wait to get to know you better.